Lesson 111, The Persistent Widow. Message: Our persistent prayers please God. Learning objectives: The children will learn. The widow did not stop praying for justice and the just heart change. You must pray earnestly and persistently, especially for the return of the Son of God. Bible text, Luke 18, verse 1 to 8. Jesus told a parable to the disciples that illustrated they should always pray earnestly and never feel disappointed. In a certain city, there lived a judge. He is not a believing man. He does not fear God and neither does he respect man. A widow came to him and pleaded, "Please help me and punish the one who has wronged me." The judge did not do anything. However, after the widow left, this judge was very troubled. He did not stop thinking about her. Finally, he said to himself, "I do not fear God or respect man. Yet this widow continues to bother me with what happened to her. If I do what she wants, she will stop bothering me. If I do not, she will not stop and I will become very tired." So the Lord said, "Will God not help his own people who cry to him day and night for help? I tell you that he will consider in their favor and do it quickly." Suggestions for the teacher. Lead in. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what she or he may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide these guys, fancy dress, a table, chairs, books. Learning instructions. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. What is a judge and what does he do? Possible answer. In a dispute in court, a judge decides the case. What normally goes to him, or who normally goes to him? Possible answer. Those who ask for justice or help. Why does the judge decide to punish the person who wronged the widow? Possible answer. Because of her persistency. What does persistence mean? Possible answer. You do not stop doing something. What does Jesus teach with this parable? Possible answer. If we pray persistently, God answers prayer. Have the children repeat. The widow did not stop praying for justice, and the judge had changed. We must pray earnestly, especially for the return of the Son of God. Real life application. Explain the following. Children always ask their parents for something. They do not always get what they want. Likewise, our prayers are not always answered. We do not know why. Repeat the message. Our persistent prayers please God.